Okay, y'all, this is Cole Horns, and this is season 6 of God's Number One Worker Podcast, episode 1. This is the first episode, y'all. Alright, let's get into it. This the end of August, and the name of this episode is called Stop. And let me tell you what I'm talking about. Unhappy people, stop lying to yourselves. Stop walking around here pretending that common sense has been jumped out your heads. You got people out here. I'm from Tennessee, if you don't know. My hometown is Memphis. Love the country. Just love the country. But you got people out here in society on video, or a bunch of people seeing people doing the stupidest stuff possible. And then they family, these demonic attorneys show up, or demonic lawyers like Ben Crump show up and start singing these songs of racial profiling and blah, 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 Martin Luther King, all that old crap. I noticed they don't never how to talk about Malcolm X, Martin Luther King speeches, but never Jesus. Never Jesus of Nazareth teachings. If you doing something in a society that's already fallen to the lowest, how is you gonna justify? How is you gonna justify this? You got people out here literally doing stupid stuff, and then you expect the cops to take chances with their lives because you don't respect your life. That's when I said stop. And it ain't about that. It's about the whole simple fact. Y'all don't want to hear from Cole Owens. You don't want to hear from people like me. Because you know why? It's something wrong with y'all. Something wrong with y'all. And I'm thinking about how I can preach to people. Explain it. Clears all our doors. And the only thing they can tell you is about some past stuff. Well, that's how y'all did Jesus of Nazareth. Y'all was sinning. Jesus showed up and said, hey, look, stop. But see, I ain't Jesus. Yeah, we know this. We ain't none of us down here Jesus. Ain't none of us down here God in the flesh. Ain't none of us. Okay? But yeah, when people show up and say, you know, I'm imperfect just like you, but I'm really not about this. And then you be around these people and they still doing the same thing year after year after year. And time passes, you kind of saying, I was telling you then. I remember when you didn't do these things. I remember when so many people, and I ain't talking about females, I'm talking about males. I remember when males did not smoke weed like they do now. They done did this crap so long until they done blanked that out because they trying to cover up what they was insecure about. Stop. Just stop. And now you got these same individuals who got children, who got grandchildren, and they playing these same roles. But see the difference now. We in the last days. Yeah, we in the last days. You know, I seen the video on TikTok. And the man who does the videos, he just like me. We just alike. We spread the gospel. I don't care what you don't like about it. We show you stuff, right? And he was talking about how Trump telling us the truth about God and how, like, you know, like, how y'all listening to these people who promoting the devil, and this man promoting God, and the only thing people say, oh no, Trump part of yo, you know what the problem is. Y'all need to stop. They're just like this crap going on up at the Capitol in Tennessee. You had a school shooting, and the only thing came out of with 3 people, 2 of them got kicked out of the house of representatives, all that old man-made stuff. Now they back and forth arguing, spending a lot of money, just really hanging out, playing in the rest of society. You know, they're just like the children drag racing in these cars and the police don't ever show up. People getting killed, carjacked, robbed, and, you know, just sitting back watching. Literally trying to make God angry. Literally. Just like, oh, y'all ain't caring about life. Stop. Because God go stop it. What you think judgment day here? It ain't like you ain't got to show up. It's just like death. I was like, man, I ain't worried about dying, man. You know what I'm saying? That's the kind of people that's running a lot of society right now. They don't care. They don't care about nothing super serious. You don't care about judgment day. You don't care about God. You don't care about dying. You'll sing that song for a little show, but your actions ain't matching what you're saying. Because, see, I can't deal with it. You know. But, see, when you said something now, you know the first thing you want to do, man, I got my gun. Well, let me get a bigger gun. Matter of fact, keep the guns. Give me an army tank, a Black Hawk helicopter, and some fighter jets with bombs. Because I'm going to hit you really hard. That way, when you try to run and drive off, I just blow up the whole area. You know, that's how you have to deal with this mess now. That's how you have to deal with it. And it's sad to say, that many of y'all will go out like that because of the simple fact you got pride. The devil don't care about that. That's what got him kicked out. And that's what all this promotion is about. That's when he gives certain people all this what we call power, but it really ain't power. Hey, yeah, let me pay you to do this. Let me give you this to do this. All of it's just going against God. That's all it is. Just a bunch of going against God. Well, once you start trying to talk about coins, only me, God, and the devil know the story. One story. And it ain't good. Okay. But let me tell you the good part about the story, though. And this is the story of life, my life. I'm here to explain it. I'm here to show you who I am. They talking because they under the influence of the devil. And the devil know what God done put in me can affect what he trying to do. So why don't y'all stop? Because you go look bad at the end of the day. It's 8 billion people on the planet Earth. And you got a handful of people that's trying to talk about me spreading the gospel. And what I mean by that, they go deny it. They go bring up stuff. They go try to assassinate my character. Been doing it all the time. I'm still here. Why am I here, y'all? Because God did not stop me. God said, I'm using him. And I'm just getting started. But all of y'all sitting around pointing and talking and got something to say, this gonna be one of y'all biggest mistakes. And you know the thing about it that's so beautiful. It's 1,728,000 of my kind on the planet Earth. And we all moving in the same direction. We all looking at everybody around who jibber jabbering and talking about us and saying, just wait. Why you think we're still here? See, God know the heart. God know who is evil. God know who is in the middle. And he said, well, you're in the middle. I'm working on getting you on my side. And God know who is 100% on his side. So you ain't stopping nothing. And y'all need to go somewhere and sit down. That's what you need to stop. You need to stop busybody. Because it's catching up with you. And you ain't going to do nothing but embarrass yourself. Because if I don't deal with you, I don't deal with you. And I will put you in your place. Because ain't nobody gonna stop me but God. But I guarantee y'all gonna stop y'all selves from getting into heaven if y'all keep a plan in front of the Creator. Because the Creator know everything. He gonna judge everybody individually. You gonna get judged on judgment day. You can write that one down. So you might as well stop. Now, I'm not going to waste no more of y'all time. But if you're doing things that God doesn't approve of, If you break in the top 10 holy commandments or any of the 613 holy commandments, stop. Get right with God. Don't keep trying to prove you right with man, because that's going to keep you messed up and go have you in hell at the end of the day. So you might well stop. A matter like yesterday. God first always, y'all. Tennessee saying, from a Tennessee man. I got you then. Yeah, you thought I was about to stop. I ain't finna stop yet. Got some more I got to say. I told people stuff about people around me and they didn't listen. You know what's happening now? Now they stopping and can't believe. See, you chosen by God, and you be knowing it, but we some humble people. We some humble people. And I can't help it, y'all, by saying I'm chosen. I don't want a lot of y'all saying y'all chosen, because I can tell by the way you talk and act that you ain't. I can tell when you can't even explain it. I can tell words that's coming out your mouth in 2023 if you chosen or not. I can tell. He picked me. And you can stop trying to tell me who I am. Because if I wasn't important to God, so many of you unhappy, miserable people wouldn't be coming after me and attacking me. Because I guarantee something. You keep playing in front of God about his, he gonna stop you in ways that's gonna be way worse than death for right now. Cause I'm gonna tell you what's worse than death. Hell. I know a lot of people right now that don't know what they're doing, but they better get it right. So on that note, I'm out here for real. I'm gone, because I had to just hit y'all with a curveball to let y'all know y'all better stop. God first always, y'all. Tennessee saying, from a Tennessee preacher man. Peace, love, and control your soul.